Madhya 22, from verse 50 to verse 100. It's a very nice section. The whole Chaitanya-charitamrita is beautiful, but every section is beautiful in its own way. Here we have a chapter called The Process of Devotional Service. So it describes bhakti and bhaktas. It describes how bhakti comes, and it describes the results. And we can combine both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam at the same time. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita quotes about Srimad Bhagavatam about 400 times. 400 times, yeah. More precisely, 393, if you want to be precise, but almost 400 times. So, probably the most quoted is Canto 11. And this is a verse about the beginning of bhakti. Yadrichaya matkathadau. Jata shadas tuyapuman. Nanirvinno natisakto. Bhakti yogosya siddhida. So this is Madhya 22:50, and at the same time it's the Bhagavatam 11, chapter 20, verse 8. Yadrichaya, by some good fortune. Matkatha adau, in talk about me. Jata Shraddha has awakened his attraction. To but Yah Puman, a person who Na Nirvinna, not falsely detached. Na Atisakta, not attached to material existence. Bhakti Yoga, the process of devotional service. Asya, for such a person. Siddhida, bestowing perfection. Translation, he's doing great Srila Prabhupada. Somehow or other, if one is attracted to talks about me, and has faith in the instructions I have set forth in Bhagavad Gita. That's Srila Prabhupada's little commentary here. He says there are two types of katha, about Krishna and from Krishna. So both are Krishna katha. And if one is actually detached from material things and material existence, his dormant love for me will be awakened by devotional service. This whole section is full of beautiful verses. Can you jump to the next one? You can see 51 speaks Mahat Kripa Vina Kon Karme Bhakti Nai Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Samsara Nahe Khoi. Unless one is favored by a pure devotee. Mahat Kripa. Mahat Kripa, by the Kripa mercy of Mahat, of great personalities. By the mercy of great personalities. Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, he cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna Bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. Mahat Kripa, by mercy of Mahat. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's description of bhakti, this is the first step. So you can see, Rupa Goswami says the first step is Shraddha. Faith. Faith, interest, respect. However, you can see Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami in the very next verse puts Mahat Kripa as the first step. Mercy of great personalities. Prabhupada translates pure devotees. So these are all of you. You are the Mahat. because you are in the temple, you know Krishna, you know the five truths. You who are here, you know about the Bhagavad Gita. So unless you are merciful, and then if we want somebody to develop in Krishna consciousness and gain Shraddha, they need your mercy. And this mercy is both expressed in action, so distributing books, singing Harinams, Prasadam and so forth, our preaching activities, having beautiful festivals, having our Sunday program, but also it has the internal component. What is the internal component? Very simple. It's called Mahat Kripa. What is the internal component of mercy? It's mercy. You want them to be benefited. You want them to succeed. You want them to progress. You want to share your good fortune. It sounds nice, right? Share your good fortune. Right? So it sounds like I have a lot of good fortune. I have so much good fortune and I'm just sharing some good fortune. Correct? But do you remember the story of Durvasa Muni and Maharaj Ambarisha? Durvasa Muni was running away from Sudarshan Chakra for a year. Yes, you remember? He was going to every planet. He went to Brahma. Brahma said, "What can I do? I'm not independent." He goes to his worshipable deity, and actually his origin, he's the partial incarnation of Lord Shiva. What does Shiva say to him? Shiva tells him, "I'm not independent either. I'm not the supreme." Okay, he goes to Vishnu. That must be sure. Okay, Sudarshana is coming from Vishnu. And the other two of the Trimurti said they are not independent, so Vishnu must be the winning ticket, yeah? It's the right choice. And what does Vishnu tell him? "Sorry, guys, I'm not independent either." How so? He says, sadavo hridayam mahyam, sadanam hridayam tvaham. I am in the heart of sadhus, and sadhus are in the heart of me, just like a good wife controls the husband with her love, so my devotees control me with their love. So I'm not independent, I'm controlled by my devotees. And you want mercy, you want forgiveness. So it means you want mercy, compassion. So you have come to the wrong address. Because my full bag of compassion, or purse of compassion, I have given to my devotees. It's not here. You're searching for mercy. That's not. I do not keep it here. I keep it with my devotees. So go back to Ambarish. Ask him for mercy, for compassion. So he has to do the last thing he wants to do. It's like we do, we insult somebody, we are ready to go anywhere and everywhere, do anything and everything, but not to that person whom we insulted, right? So he has to go to that person, to Ambarish. And Ambarish has been waiting for a whole year, not eating. And then Sudarshana follows and hangs in the air, just about to kill Durvasa. Already burning him a little bit. And what does Ambarish say? Ambarish offers beautiful prayers. Says, "Oh Sudarshana, you are time, you are God's expansion. You create and you destroy." So he glorifies the wonderful power of Sudarshan Chakra. And then he says, "If I have done anything good in my life, if I have done any devotional service in my life, if I have earned any pious credits, please give it all to Durvasa and don't kill him." I've been always disturbed when I read it. I said, why all credits? You know, how about, you know, like half at least, you know. What about me? You know, how about keeping a little? You know, we need to survive too. And he's an emperor. He's a king. You know, he needs some pious credits, no? To run the empire. to run the earth globe. No, he says all of it. Let it go to Durvasa. So he's super compassionate. Yes. So some commentators say that the whole Leela was arranged to glorify Bhakti. Because we see that Bhakti is more glorious. And also you can see the response of Ambarish, how he is super kind, super compassionate, super merciful. So, also, Madhyam Bhakta, a devotee of, on Prasad Prabhupada says, an intermediate stage of development. Right? Maybe we are not super advanced, like topmost. Uttam is topmost. But we are not supposed to be total beginners, right? Correct? Are we supposed to be total beginners? No. We have begun some long time ago. At least 1 year ago. Or more. Right? So intermediate. It's in between. Correct? So in between means mercy. We give mercy. We practice giving mercy. And mercy means externally. Externally, all kinds of preaching, books, harinams, temples, TV programs, radio, what else? Internet, what else? All these different things. But also internally it's quite important to have the mood of that same activity, that we want people to be helped. We want people to become happy. This is one of my mystic experiences in Krishna consciousness. I'm not even sure I have ever shared this in any public setting like this. So this was in actually it was in Ukraine, Lviv, right? And Niranjan Swami was giving some TV interview. There was a translator, and so he started. We started setting the room for the interview. The lady was interested in yoga. She was very favorable. And I was sitting in my normal mood. And then Maharaj said, and then after some second I felt something very unusual. I felt like I'm rising, and then I felt like I'm floating in air. The body was there, but I felt like I'm far away in the cosmos. And felt very light, very easy, very happy. And then the interview started, we started speaking, and I was translating, and then after that I said, Maharaj? I had several experiences like this with him. And the first time it happened, it was too ecstatic. I almost had to pinch myself. Hey, get back. Work. It's work to do. And I asked Maharaj, you know, when you were giving that interview, I felt some very special experience. I felt so inspired. I felt like I'm floating in the sky. I think it has something to do with you. Because, you know, on my own, I usually don't get such experiences. Even during japa. And he said, well, you know, when we started the interview, at one point I thought, oh, there will be thousands, if not millions of people who will be able to see this. So it's such a nice chance to share Krishna consciousness with them and Srila Prabhupada's mercy with these people. And so I felt inspired. And maybe some of this inspiration got transferred to you. So you also felt inspired. Okay. That's nice inspiration. I wish I always were so inspired. So, mercy and inspiration and desire to give mercy, right? So that means when we somehow meet people or somehow are trying to do something, we basically are praying to Krishna, please make this person fortunate. So this is what these verses are describing. A little later we will have lists of qualities.
Does it come automatically?
You have to reset, you have to set, right? Okay. So you have lists of qualities.
Okay, we have it here.
So the next few verses are super famous. Rahuganaita tapasanayati. You cannot get this special mercy neither by tapasya nor ijaya, just by formal worship, nor going to the forest, nor chandasa, by a lot of study, nor jalagni surya, by sitting up to your neck in cold water, which is certainly good for health reasons. We have now devotees in Slovenia practicing this. You are welcome to join. Even our agency now, so far, is still good for becoming a tapasvi, austere personality. so far. And still, for bhakti, none of this work without abhishek. We must do an abhishek of you. By what? Mahat padarajo. By the dust of the feet of devotees. Today is Sunday. Maybe we should ask, are you the first time? And then we should have a little dust. Then everybody should put your foot into... No? So it's not that simple, right? It means it must... First of all, it must be a voluntary. Second of all, it's not physical, it's not external. Otherwise, we could just hire helicopters and helicopter fly over the country and just sprinkle, you know, some dust. Super fast method of preaching. Easy. No, it must involve heart. So, then from Prahlad, exactly the same, Padarajo, Mahiyasam Padarajo Bishakam, exactly the same point. Then this one is a super famous verse, 54. That's chant. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, sadhu, one can attain all success. And Prabhupada gives the astronomical calculation of what is the duration of lava. So some devotee must stand with a stopwatch and check, you know. Have you gotten one's lava? Got. Okay, next. actually it occurs to me, we can collect dust from Narasimha Seva Prabhu. We can go around and collect all dust, and then we can have a little... I saw this in Radharaman temple. If you go to Vrindavan, to Radharaman temple, as you enter, there is a little enter room, the sort of a lobby, a little teeny room before the staircase, and there is a blind window, you know, in the wall. Like there, it looks like window, but it's not a window. It's just like a shelf. And everybody, first time I came, my friend said, "You see, people all are touching that place. This is the dust from the temple. So they take some dust and put it on the head. So this is what you keep there: the dust from the floor of the temple. When people are putting on their head. Again." Let's not do any too scandalous Jai Sri Panchatatra Ki Jai. And then we have the whole list of the qualities that devotees have. So this is 78. We have three verses describing devotees' qualities. And actually, this is the exact list we have in 11.11.29. We have in the Bhagavatam, we have these qualities. And we have the same here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is how many qualities of a Vaishnava? 26, famous, 26. Have you heard about 26 qualities of a Vaishnava? You have heard. However, in the Bhagavatam, where it comes from, there is 28. And not only that, they do not match completely. There are two missing from there and one extra here. Yes. So, which are missing, which are extra? Would you like to know? Intrigue. 5,000 years have passed. Shukadev Goswami said 28. Krishna Skaraj Goswami gives 26 and 3 are different. 2 missing, 1 extra. Who is missing? Unusual. But you will like it. You will like it on the receiving end, you will not like it on the giving end. Maybe you will. I don't know, let's see. So we can see, I have conducted a thorough study. It was a big undertaking with a lot of heavy work to try to find the differences. Although it's gone from here. Where is it? For some reason, I think it's the fresh one. It used to be marked. I had it marked. Anyway, so the two missing are... okay, let's go here. Here it will be probably more easy to find. So you can see it begins very similar. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kripalur Akrita Droha. And the same in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says Kripalu Akrita Doha. You see? It's the same. Oh, this screen is more merciful to my mouse. It allows me to increase. Can you see? Or should I make it bigger? It's okay? Okay, you can see Kripalu Akrita Doha, Satya Sara. And in the Bhagavatam, it came back. Okay, in the Bhagavatam, it comes and goes. Very funny. Where is it? Okay, these are the three different ones. One is Dhritiman. Very self-controlled. Krishna Das Karaj Goswami doesn't mention this one. Another one. Danta. Number 9. What is the meaning? Totally self-controlled. Another one. Titikra. Strangely enough, also is not mentioned. So these are the three that Krishna Skaraj Goswami skips. Titiksha means patience, tolerant, forgiving. You can see, a devotee forgives and forgets any offense against himself. Hare Krishna. So this was spoken by Krishna to Uddhava, not by Krishna Skaraj Goswami to whomever. Are you whomever or no? And So here you can see Kripalo Akritadruha Satyasara Sama, exactly like verbatim from the Bhagavatam. Verbatim. To the letter. Some little differences are there, but these words, you know, Bengali and Sanskrit are very close. It's an Indic language. But Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami adds one which was not there. Vadanya. Vadanya means big, generous, merciful heart. Hare Krishna. So, you must have big, generous, merciful heart. Do we have some devoted doctors who have a Doppler, color Doppler machine to take a picture of your heart and check? Is it merciful? Is it big? Or how do we examine? Actions and feelings, yes. So you can see, basically, it's very interesting. So Kripalu, what's the meaning of the word Kripalu? You must know, all of you. Merciful, right? Merciful. Not even merciful. So you can see Kripa and Kripalu, yeah, no, merciful. Akrita droha, not hateful. Not hateful or not envious. Vadanya. Vadanya, again, magnanimous. Mridu means gentle. Yeah? Of course, we know that all the qualities we have heard are coming from Krishnaika Sharana. Exclusive shelter in Krishna. This is the root of all the good qualities. Otherwise, they will not be real. Otherwise, there will be, again, mental contraptions. Right? Okay, so count. Please count. How many kindnesses we have in Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's list. So you can see he adds one extra, Vadanya, magnanimity. Kripalu was there. Yeah? Then Sarvo Pakaraka. Sarvo. Kaj pomeni sarvo? Svi. No, sve. Kako to bo? No, in Slovenian, yes. But you can see that in Croatian, how do you say? Sve. Sve. So sarva. You can see some connection is there. In Ukrainian and Slovenian, we've switched S and V. And Czech and Polish also. You say si. Všechny, všetky. So, sarva. All upakaraka. Charitable. You are charitable and kind to everybody. Aniha, stira, vidita, shaguna, mita, buka, pramata. Manada, respectful. Karuna. What means karuna? Merciful. Compassion. Maitra, okay, you can argue. Is it friendly or just friendly, or is it also kind? Daksha, Mauni, okay. So how many have you counted? How many kind qualities have you counted? Did anybody count? Let's see again. Karuna, one. Maitra, we don't know, maybe also. So maybe one, maybe two. Then Sarvapakaraka. That looks like two. Vadanya looks like three. Kripalu looks like four. And if you count also Maitri, then it's five. So five times from different sides, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, you are merciful. You are merciful. So who will not be attracted? Right? So this kindness melts people's hearts. That's the idea. So that's the idea of preaching. That's the idea of preaching. So Srila Prabhupada translates. Devotees are... Shall we read all together? Can you see? Can everybody see? Devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild, and clean. They are without material possessions and they perform welfare work for everyone. They are peaceful, surrendered to Krishna, and desireless. They are indifferent to material acquisitions and are fixed in devotional service. They completely control the six bad qualities: lust, anger, greed, and so forth.
They eat only as much as required, and they are not inebriated.
They are respectful, grave, compassionate, and without false prestige. They are friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. Maybe we should have also a poetry course for devotees, no? I know Nrisimha Seva sometimes sings self-composed songs. Yeah? Nrisimha Seva Prabhu is a poet. You maybe not didn't know, but Nrisimha Seva is a poet. Also, our Radha Govinda, if you were coming earlier, you could see it was the Poet Society, right? Correct? There was a sign before. Poet Society. Anyway, all of us are poets in the heart, especially if you, after you eat a very nice cake. Yeah, you feel poetic, right? You get prasad and then you can give mercy. Right? So, this is the section. So, from different sides, how we advance by Mahat Kripa. How we can help others advance by Kripa, your Kripa. Maybe it's not so Mahat, but some Kripa must be there. Yes? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And now one more time, but differently. Now we chant again, but we think, may they all be happier. These, like Prahlad Maharaj says, these poor fools, or poor rascals, or even poorer, super intelligent philosophers. They are even poorer, because even more difficult for them. I mean, some do. Some are actually seekers. Some are actually seeking the absolute truth, and they become, you can see the transformation. They become actually more and more spiritual. It's quite amazing. They're honest. They're honest, sincere. But some are just dogmatic, whatever, you know. So that's very difficult. There are, yes. Even poorer, yes. but also, not only them, but also just these devotees here. Everybody. Not just, you know, it's not that just, as Prabhupada said, be a lion outside and a lamb inside. Not the other way around. A lamb outside and lion inside. Right? So let's chant again with a merciful prayer to Krishna. May Krishna help everybody in every regard, and that all good fortune stems from bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nava Yugapit ki jai. Yogapit means a secret mystic center. It influences everything around. But wherever you chant Hare Krishna and worship the Lord, it becomes also such a special place. Questions, comments, points? Should whatever you have some?
To collect dust, one way of do that is to care. Are devotees satisfied with us? I think. Do you understand?
Yes.
Question. Nice. Can you tell something about?
It's a comment.
How is this? Is question. This is my way to make question. And is this how is this important to us? Yeah. How much?
To see that they all are satisfied.
Yeah. If know how to make satisfied, then this. Yeah.
Very nice. It To some extent it depends on your service. Now they are quoting some, who is it? Some guy said that if you want to make everybody happy, don't be a leader, sell ice cream.
Which sounds good. And I think this is similar to what you do to some extent, right? How to make everybody happy? Sell it. Not even sell, just give ice cream, even better.
No, sell. You must not give, sell. Because if you give, they will criticize. It's paradox. If they pay, you know, if they pay 20 cents, they will appreciate. Oh, this is nice. But if you give for free, they'll say, where is chocolate? Or too much chocolate, or not enough chocolate, or wrong type of chocolate. Right? But if they paid, no, I'm not a fool. I know what I'm paying for. I
So this is a joke again. Please don't take it too.
But of course, every joke has a part of joke in it. So that's particle of joke. But in general, yes. In general, yes. If we can see, because Krishna is in everybody's heart, sarabhutatma bhutatma. Bhagavad Gita chapter 5 says that a devotee becomes dear to every living entity. Because Krishna is in everybody's heart. So if a devotee is performing some valuable service to Krishna, to the world, to the society, then everybody usually appreciates this. And devotees, still, you know, devotees are different. So different devotees will appreciate different things. So some devotees may not be 100% expressing their satisfaction. However, it's a good, they call it a rule of thumb. You know, it's like a basic, good basic rule to try to, to behave in such a way that we do not create unnecessary dissatisfaction. Some dissatisfaction can be unavoidable in some people, but we do not create unnecessary dissatisfaction, right? As some days ago I was saying, somebody came to us and said, you cannot sit here. But he said it in such a sweet way. He said it so sweetly. I'm still surprised. I'm still thinking I should go and take courses from him, you know. Because anyway, the message is given, but why give it in a, you know, in an angry way? Why make it even worse, right? You can give it sweetly. So that's the art, to say no so sweetly. That people, we do not create unnecessary dissatisfaction. Yes?
Thank you so much for mentioning. That reminds me of one seminar we had in Bosnia and Sarajevo about disqualification. And
about disqualification?
Yes, of Vaishnavas. And then
by Purnachandra Maharaj?
No, one devotee from Bosnia, also a senior devotee. And one part was that devotees work in the group and discuss what that means to be truthful. And then it was most of the, mainly they come out with a conclusion that you don't lie and something like that. And then that devotee, he go through this theoretical part, like what really means to be connected to the absolute truth. And then he just gave some example from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we go through all this, our understanding, which was mostly material, and then we go through this theoretical part, what is actually Prabhupada said, and then we go through this different kind of lilas through Bhagavatam. And then everyone felt very encouraged to start to develop these qualities, and we discussed, and like, so it was really amazing. And I'm just thinking how it's really just great to even think about it, what to say, to try to develop.
Right.
So I'm just want to ask you, it was in a group, it's easier, but when we are alone, do you have some technique how to try to practice to develop some of them more and more and more?
I do. It's a 1 month course in Mayapur.
And here? What about here now?
That's our Bhakti Vaibhava and Bhakti Vedanta. In Bhakti Shastra, you always put it in. Yes, as you are saying, just reading about it is very inspiring and purifying. Then the next step, you try to practice. I still remember we had one editor in our BBT. His name is Hri. Hri means shy. He was a soldier, very assertive, but he was gentle. A soldier and a gentleman. And an editor. He works in a newspaper now. Has been working. Married a police woman, a devotee. And it worked out well. Hare Krishna. So he complained. He said, I have printed these 26 qualities and I have been following this process. You know, this Benjamin Franklin process, he had 13 qualities and he rotated them four times throughout the year for decades. That was his process, Benjamin Franklin, to develop one of, because 13 you can rotate four times in a year, 1 week per quality. So he said, I focus on one quality per week and nothing works. No progress. I do not become, can't develop these qualities. That's his impression. And that's also going to be our impression, especially if we pick some difficult qualities. So this is where precise measurement comes into play. And longer periods of time. So you have to... and Krishna Kasharanam. So first of all, you're not developing these qualities to be nice. Although this devotee... Come to think of it, I can't remember anybody who was angry at him. Actually, he had so many nice qualities. You know, living in a big temple, and he had all these nice qualities. Actually, you can see if a person tries to be merciful, tries to be humble, tries to be respectful. I mean, isn't that a wonderful person? Even if he fails, he thinks he fails. I mean, if he thinks he fails, that's good, isn't it? If he thinks he fails. If I think I'm successful, I will teach you, yes. So here's how to be humble, I will tell you. Then you think, uh-oh. I'm not sure. But if he thinks I fail, oh, maybe he actually is setting the true high ambitious goals and he actually measures himself to the actual progress. So first of all, it must be for Krishna. It must be for Krishna. Krishna Kasharanam, meaning without the false ego. And that means we have to be detached, surrender again, resurrender. And also we need to translate them into behaviors. That's Aristotle, you know. Virtue is what you do. That's your behavior in the community. That's virtue, you know. If you respect everybody in the community, you have the virtue of respect. It's not like I'm sitting in a room. I think I'm respectful. It feels to me I'm respectful, no? No, it's how I act in the community. And that certainly will work. If we understand, they are devotees of Krishna, and Krishna is great, devotion is great, devotees are great, everybody has Krishna in the heart, everybody is Krishna's temple, and you can see, he's doing this, she's doing that, they're doing this, and you can find some nice areas, and you feel genuine respect, which counteracts all offenses, removes all obstacles. So then, Yeah, so there is a certain... So translate them into behavior, set them as goals, set them as practices, and come back to them, and most important, write it down. Otherwise, we don't notice what's happening. We don't see what's happening. Anyway, so here's a one-month course in 3 minutes. Okay, some other points? Yes?
I always remember your point. I always remember even a shorter point that you made than 3 minutes, that all the qualities automatically come by bhakti, that you always mention with this anukulina, this intention. So.
Maybe I do.
You do, yes.
Anukulina I speak about, but that all qualities come, I don't remember. I usually avoid saying that all qualities come automatically.
No,
that's one of the statements I usually try to avoid.
You said this in one lecture, that bhakti is like a person wearing a sweater, and sweater are qualities. So if a person walks in the room, automatically also the sweater comes. You gave this analogy. It's not like the sweater is separate from...
Huh. I said it.
Yes.
Interesting. Recently I spoke to my friend Tota Gopinath, my Varna Pradarshaka guru, and I told him, oh, I remember your apple, how also you had trouble with an apple at the customs in New York, or where was it? And he told me, you know, I think there is some other Tota Gopinath somewhere, and I would like to see him one day. Because so many people telling me, you did this, you said that, I can't remember a single thing of what they are telling you. There's probably another one going around and secretly doing things and saying same things. Anyway, it's a joke. Thank you. Thank you very much. Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. Sunday program Ki Jai. Bhagavat Prasadam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Merciful devotees. Kripa Sindubhya. You are supposed to be oceans of mercy.